Curiosity led a young exile from Erin to view the gay banks of the Rhine, where an empress he saw, and the robe she was a-wearing all over like diamonds did shine. No goddess in splendor was ever yet seen who could equal this maiden so mild and serene. In a soft voice then she murmured, "My linnet so green, sweet and bony, shall I ne'er see you more." On the cold frosty Alps you freely passed over, that nature had placed in your way. At Marengo, Bellona, around you did hover, all Paris rejoiced the next day. It grieves me the hardships you did undergo, the mountains you traversed all covered with snow, and the balance of power you freely laid low. Sweet bony, shall I ne'er see you more. The crowned heads of Europe, they were in great splendor, and they swore they would have you submit. But the goddess of freedom soon made them surrender, and the lowered their standards to your wit. Old Frederick colors to France you did bring, his offsprings took shelter all under your wing. And that year in Vienna you sweetly did sing, "Oh, sweet and bony, shall I ne'er see you more." And the great numbers of men, they were eager for to slay you, their malice you viewed with a smile, and their gold throughout Europe was found to betray you. They joined with the Mamelukes on the Nile. Like ravenous vultures, their vile passion did burn. The orphan they slew and caused the widows to mourn. But my linnet he is gone, and he never will return. Oh, sweet and bony, shall I ne'er see you more. I have travelled the desert of wild Abyssinia, but can yet find no cure for my pain. I will go and inquire at the Isle of St. Helena, but soft murmurs they whisper 'tis vain. Come tell me, you critics, come tell me in time, what nation shall I go to my green linnet to find? Was he slain at Waterloo, in Spain or on the Rhine? No, he is dead on St. Helena's bleak shore.